Everything sounding good. You got everything open?
No.
We got everything.
Yours is better, probably, always. A little better.
Mine's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's garbage.
Another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We're Just Another Movie Night, and I'm Scott.
I'm Joe.
And guess what?
What?
Today, talking trash.
Talking trash.
Talking trash, indeed. This is our show to review, spoil, debate, crap on, and give second chances to the hated, the lowest rated, the much debated, the often forgotten, and other things.
Get your life together.
Because here on the show, we truly believe you can't review a film unless you know what the worst is. And that's why we ask, is this the worst movie ever made? Guess what? It could be.
It could be, yeah.
We're on a roll. This is February. We're on a roll where every February we ask people, well, we always ask people, give us the worst movies you've ever seen. And every February, we, you know what? We show our love for Valentine's Day by watching those movies suggested to us. And this entire month, we've been watching movies suggested to us by Ken. Viking Ken on Instagram gave us 4 movies, and we've been watching them all month. And we're on the 3rd one. And we're on a roller coaster. These are the, you know what, though? Because I think last year, all the picks were not that bad.
Yeah.
And now we're hitting, we're scraping the barrel.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel. I mean, everyone always asks us, so, you know, how many more bad movies are out there for you guys? And I'm like, you don't even know. There are millions of bad movies out there. And we have not even scratched the surface. But
true. We haven't even scratched the surface.
Yeah. But like, I think we are scraping the bottom.
Right, but now we are asking on purpose, what are the worst movies? And you know what? That was the whole goal. And we're getting them.
We sure are.
Today, we are talking about a movie that's tagline is, "Some legends never die, they kill." We are talking about 2005's Sasquatch Hunters.
Okay.
It has a 3.3 on IMDb from 532 reviewers. It was written, directed, and produced by video effects and playback operator of movies like Titanic, ID4, Sicario, and Better Call Saul.
I'm sorry, what did the person do on those movies? I'm sorry, say that again. What did they do on those movies?
Video effects and playback operator.
Playback operator. Does that mean he would rewind the film and rewatch it?
I think he, for editing? He worked on a lot of the, basically,
he
like,
touched the buttons.
Camera. Yeah.
Because no way that anyone who worked on this movie worked on anything big budget or big named at all. Like, no.
His name is Fred Tepper, hon. He also worked alongside screenwriters Alan Matz and Tom Zimmerman. And it also stars some people.
Who the fuck are those two people, first of all? Go back. Did they do anything that I know?
No. They're just screenwriters. I'm just giving you the rundown.
Okay.
And this movie stars some people.
Yeah. Well, some people. Yeah. Some people. You got that right.
Yes, it's definitely
starring
some people.
They are definitely some humans of some sort. Yeah.
So, look, this is an easy one to talk about. You know why? Because it's virtually a home movie. That's what it feels like. This doesn't feel, it's like a cross between a sci-fi original movie and a home movie. Like a nature, or
like
one of those
nature
after school special, yeah. like an episode of a TV show.
Yes, like some high school kids went into the forest to study wildlife and also had some kind of like, you know, nice background music.
Or like an episode of Saved by the Bell when they went on a field trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? And what's really amazing about this, the real star of this film is the sound effects of the forest. Because the people who worked on this film didn't want us to hear dialogue. They were too busy with us hearing squirrels, crickets, and leaves being stepped on.
I used to be all full of piss and vinegar on my way to a new site, too.
And you're not anymore?
I've been dragged to enough sites. It turned out to be nothing, but I know not to get excited until I actually find something.
Yeah, well, this is something.
Not yet, it is.
We'll see. So, what's the story with Wild Bill?
With Gordon?
Yeah.
Oh, he and Landon go way back. They used to run the squad together. Not really sure why he's here, though.
What about you?
Janet's first time out. I convinced Landon to let her get out from behind the desk and play the field.
So he wanted you to tag along to keep her out of trouble?
Something like that. Little sisters, what are you going to do?
I heard that!
Okay. Well, I have a question for you, sir.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you can answer this for me. So this movie, the title is called Sasquatch Hunters, correct?
Yes, no characters in this movie are actually hunters.
Okay. Yeah.
Or have ever experienced a Sasquatch.
Okay.
In fact, we start off this movie with what could be called Sasquatch hunters.
No.
There's a group of I don't know what you I'm just say let's say rednecks in the forest. And they seem to be looking for something, and they shoot at it, and it turns out to be a Sasquatch, and the Sasquatch rips all of them to shreds except one guy, and he gets away.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to our cast. We start meeting our cast one by one as we play a knockoff of Jurassic Park's themes music. It's a very strange knockoff version of it. And squirrels.
We have 8 humans and lots of squirrels.
And then you kind of, yes, they want you to know they're in the forest, so they play the squirrel sound effect at least every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's over everybody talking.
I couldn't even hear the dialogue at one point.
Yeah. So we get, I wrote some things down to get us.
There's things?
Here. Yeah. You're a trip. We have the senior park ranger. Okay? He has called in his buddy. He needs his buddy for some odd reason to help him go on a mission into the forest with a bunch of scientists.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he called in his buddy, although he has 3 other park rangers working with him.
Yeah, are they scientists? No, one's a photographer.
They could be. They work in scientific fields.
Right.
She's virtually, when you said she's a camera, well, one of them is a camera operator for the expedition they're going on. So she's the documentarian of the group.
Is that what you want to call her?
I don't know. Sure.
All right.
She takes photographs.
Okay. We'll go with that.
She has been on these before with these people.
Okay.
We have a professor who studies bones.
He's a paleontologist.
Yes. And we have a primatologist. Is that what it is? Primatologist who studies primates?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And those 3.
Yeah.
Have hired the group of park rangers to help them on this expedition looking for a specific oddity that they've heard about.
I mean, it's unclear what they're really looking for until they're actually have their campfire and say something.
They're hoping they're on a mission to look for some kind of, which you would kind of already get the idea that they're looking for the missing link. They think it's some kind of ape that has been let loose into the forest.
Yeah, well, because the one girl was living in Africa, and she studied the primates there.
Yeah.
So she's looking for...
Yeah, these people have all kind of worked together on multiple missions to study different, like, primates of different regions, I guess.
Yeah.
And they think that something... They have gotten word, or there's a legend about this forest where there is something that they think might be some kind of new primate that they've never actually caught. But they want to go to this certain area where, I guess, information has come from.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where they're heading toward. And they were gonna hike out there mm-hmm. with these park rangers.
Someone's backyard, you mean?
Multiple times in someone's backyard, yeah. It's off and on about what this is. But they have hired... And this park ranger, the senior park ranger, has brought a brother and sister park rangers
mm-hmm.
and a pervert park ranger. And then he has called in his friend because those three weren't enough. So four park rangers weren't enough. They have to call in the badass park ranger. The one with a tragic backstory. The one that gave up when something went wrong and is called back in. The one that's going to be the hero.
Oh, well, yeah. It's chock full of cliche people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we should say this, that the photographer is the quote unquote hot one.
Oh yeah. She's got the huge knockers. You know, yeah. There's always one in every group.
Exactly.
And the pervert guy. You don't have a stoner
in this movie.
No, there's no stoner. Shocking, actually. I was very shocked. But yeah, the one pervert guy who's a park ranger is just so grotesque. He's like all over her and making nasty comments to her. And it's just so off-putting.
When he sees her, he's like, oh yeah. And then that's funny because the one he says that to, when the camera scrolls over and you see it's the sister park ranger, who is the wet behind the ears park ranger, the one that's trying to learn but is like hungry for knowledge.
Yeah, she's new to the gig.
Yeah, and she reminded me of Kristen Schaal.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, that's who I kept thinking of. When they cut over to the camera, when he's talking about the woman and how she's hot, that's who he's talking to, this girl. But when she sees the park ranger who's called in, the friend, who is the hero character,
yeah.
She goes, man, that's a hot stallion right there.
Yeah, it's like how the ladies looked at Tom Selleck on Magnum P.I.
So she basically, nice. Is that true? Is that what you did when you saw him?
Oh my God, everybody loved Tom Selleck.
Okay? Was that the one for you?
For me?
Yeah.
No.
When you were a kid, did you see him and go, oh, that's the guy? Or did you look at like Hasselhoff or...
No, I thought Hasselhoff was quite nice. I did.
Quite nice.
Yeah.
A juicy piece.
He was a juicy piece, yeah. But, I mean, you know, he wore that leather jacket and them tight pants and stuff. And
not Eric Estrada.
No, I thought Ponch was cute. I didn't think he was like, you know, husband material, that kind of thing.
You were looking for husband material when you were a child?
Well, you know, like when you're...
You weren't just going, that guy's hunky?
And you see like a hunky guy and yeah. It's like, oh, you know?
Because yeah. I can tell you this, when I saw Kelly Kapowski, I didn't go, that's wife material?
No, you wanted to do her. It's like when I first saw Jason Priestley on 90210, I was like, oh my God, man, he's going to be my future husband.
Really?
I like Jason.
Sorry to let you down on that one.
I am not.
You married Screech.
I repeat, not. I was never. I married Screech. You fucker. You know what? I'll take it. But like, yeah, I was not a Luke Perry person. Although I did like Luke Perry. You know.
What was the what was the blonde's name on 90210?
Oh, it's like Jenny Garth.
Yeah, Jenny Garth.
Kelly, I think Kelly.
I was attracted to her. Of the bunch, but then later on I was like, why? I have no idea what about it was attractive to me.
When you watch 90210, if you were a girl, you were either team Jason Priestley or team Luke Perry.
Of like, course, it was either the nice guy or the bad guy.
Yeah, I like Jason Priestley. So, there you go. That was my guy. But yeah, now we're skewing off into a different tangent now.
Oh yeah, we saw a movie.
Yeah, we watched this movie.
I forgot.
With no Sasquatch hunters whatsoever in it.
Yeah, and this movie, by the way, could be cut down at least 20 minutes because of walking.
All right. So remember how I didn't like that movie, A Violent Nature, because there's just so much walking and following him with the camera? That is literally all this movie is. At one point,
there's more talking in this.
Well, there's more talking, yeah. But, I mean, also, it didn't help here with the quality of the situation because I was squinting the whole time.
Okay, well, that isn't the movie's fault. That is the way we saw it. We really had a hard time finding this movie. In fact, Ken doesn't even really recall what movie this is. He knows he's seen Sasquatch Hunter, and it was terrible. And then when I looked up on IMDb, there was like four movies with the same title, but none of them could. One of them was a documentary. I was like, well, it's not that. One was like a comedy that was only like 40 minutes. It wasn't that.
All right. Again, this is okay. A new rule is enacted here. Okay. Ken, if you're listening to this, you better have seen this shit, okay? You can't just be willy-nilly picking movies that you've never seen. You've got to have seen this movie.
Why would he know about it?
Well, he knows about it, so he recommended this to us.
He had to have either seen. He's had to have seen it.
I would hope so.
I just would love to know how he actually watched it. Was it on a box set or something? Oh, or Jesus. One of those dollar movies?
He probably got it at the Dollar Tree.
That's what I'm thinking, but shockingly, we don't own it. It's funny, if I go up in our movies, of the dollar movies we've bought to watch on the show, which we never watch, it'd be funny if we have it up there and we didn't even know.
Oh my God.
Because the quality on YouTube, which we found it on there for free, and luckily we don't have commercials, we pay for, you know, Prime, or whatever the hell you call it.
YouTube special or whatever.
Premium.
Some crap.
Special.
We're special.
I like Prime and special.
We're premium.
Yeah, we're in that family plan. And so luckily we didn't have any commercials, but what we did have was 380p. So it was so small and it was so obscured because of the quality. Whoever ripped this, it was just a terrible quality.
I got to tell you, but I have four eyes and I couldn't see shit.
And a good chunk of this movie is in the dark, which is not good.
No, it was terrible.
But it's actually okay because you really didn't want to see it in high quality.
Well, I mean, I was squinting the whole time. I was like, I would like to be able to see a face. Because it was like someone had blurred them out. Like, you know, put those pixels on it because I didn't want to see them to see their faces, you know, like when they do that.
A lot of the time you see that and you think, oh, they didn't want us to see the special effects.
I think they went out of their way to not show us any special effects.
But they did a lot. And sometimes it's right in the camera.
I had to ask you.
Let's get back in order of how things happen in this film. Because when the whole crew goes walking, we get to know more about who they are and what they're up to. And the characters themselves start mingling, you know, with a little goofy commentary. And like, you're kind of trying to find them. And we have the walking music and the squirrel.
How we doing for time?
You asking me?
Oh, dear.
We don't lose any more time. We'll be okay.
Good.
Just keep the new kitties moving.
Yeah.
And the leaves all being rustled, and it's very hard to hear everybody.
I've never heard anything like this in a movie where the music was over the dialogue and the rustling of the leaves was over the dialogue. And I even said to you at one point, I'm like, can you hear? I can't hear. So I'm going in, I'm over here like blind and deaf. Couldn't hear shit.
It is pretty awful. And the best thing happens, though. And I would say three events happened in this movie that were worth the watch.
Okay, one was the girl in the bikini.
Is that the girl? Okay, want to count that?
Well, she's, sure. Yeah, she's got nice jugs.
But that wasn't where I was talking about. Thank you. As they're trekking, we cut back to the one guy got away from the Sasquatch, and he's running in the forest, and he sees them from afar and is about to yell out, and we were hoping that he would yell Sasquatch, but instead, right when he goes to yell Sasquatch, he gets grabbed from the feet and thrown against a tree, which is a dummy CGI. Is it a dummy or CGI?
It was a dummy using CGI, I think. I think they slowed it down or sped it up using just like a mannequin.
It just got chucked at a tree from, I would say, a CG Sasquatch.
Yeah.
So it looked like a black blur throwing a dummy across against a tree.
It needs to be seen.
It is.
It really does.
We clapped.
We
were like, okay.
You have to put that on a video or something.
More of that. More of that, please. Yeah. In all movies.
But we didn't, like, didn't get it till later.
That guy died quick.
He's dead. But, I mean, of course he's dead. He got slammed face first into a tree.
Sure.
By his feet.
Yep.
Like, you remember that scene in Friday the 13th where he takes a sleeping bag and bashes it against the person in it? And that was like that.
I have to point this out. I don't know if you realize this too, but anytime you see a Sasquatch film or a Bigfoot movie or of any kind, there is always a sleeping bag or body thrown against a tree. Have you noticed this?
Well, I beg to differ, sir, because that did not happen in Harry and the Hendersons. He was a sweet, sweet boy.
John Lithgow slaps him and says, run away. I cried like a bass when I was a kid.
No, get out of here.
Yeah.
We don't want you anymore. I was like, no, don't do that to Harry.
Why is Lithgow so amazing?
Like, go back to your home. We don't want you. Don't you see? We don't like you. I was like all upset. I don't like that scene, man.
Let's pause the podcast and go watch Harry and the Hendersons and come back.
That's the best Sasquatch movie.
Is it the best?
Yes.
How about those prosthetics for the time?
So good.
Yeah. It was that basketball player who played the Predator, I believe.
Yeah, you know what I love? That one scene. First of all, I don't like the daughter in that movie until she like comes around at the end.
She comes around.
But I like when he brings her flowers and then he pushes her over. He like hits the side of her face and pushes her over and she just goes flying onto the ground.
That's right.
I love that scene.
And isn't the hunter in that movie played by Perot?
Yes.
It is him,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's the it's the guy who plays Poirot.
Once again, off track.
On the BBC show.
Which is great. Poirot. Everybody should watch it because it's fantastic.
It is really good. Yeah, I love that movie. Oh, you know who's in that too? Cutie Pie. Is it Hume Cronin? No. Not Hume Cronin. The other one from Batteries Not Included.
I feel like it was Hume
Cronin. No, Picket Fences.
So
right?
The body got thrown against a tree and he died instantly.
I don't care about this movie. Let's talk about Harry and the Hendersons. So, let's talk about Harry.
So when those guys, when the whole group of our characters go trekking through the forest, that's when you talk about the girl goes and showers in her bikini.
Yeah, you know, I thought we were going to get some, like, you know, nip or something.
I was a little worried because the pervert keeps watching her and asking if he can wash her front and her back.
Yeah.
And then he won't stop. That wasn't enough, front and back. She says, I got all that. And then he goes, what about the, you know, and he makes the boobs with his hands. And she goes, I got those too. And then he goes, all right, I'm just offering my services. And then he walks off. And she kind of smiles like it's kind of endearing. And I was like, oh, no.
It's really not. It's rapey and creepy.
What if they sleep with each other in this film?
No.
I was worried.
Creepy. Don Ameche. That's who it was. But you know what? I got to say, why is there always a creeper in these movies? Like, there's always some freaking douche.
You got to do the certain things. Like, they think, well, what's funny? What do we want to see? We want to see TNA in these horror movies.
We didn't get any.
This is as close as we're getting. So they're kind of like trying to set that up.
Yeah.
I was more concerned that this might go in another area with the girl being used by the Sasquatch. Didn't we see another Sasquatch film where that happened and we were shocked?
Or the Sasquatch like...
And they were suggesting that the Sasquatch got the woman pregnant or something?
Yeah, what movie was that?
There's a couple of them like that. Remember the one Sasquatch movie we could see its balls? And that's also a thing in this movie. We're going
to
get to that,
too. Try to block that out.
Yeah. So, jeez, we're all over the place. Yeah, none
we
of
have
that,
to be because...
None of that happens, though, in this movie.
This movie's got nothing.
So, yeah, we're kind of meeting those characters. That's our moments. They're all kind of doing their thing. They sit around a fire. They talk about their goals. They kind of share what the possibilities
like
are. Or what they are. And because they're like 2 miles from the campsite, but the guy's like, it's dark. We got to stop. We got to, because it's going to get dangerous from here on out. Mm-hmm. So let's make camp. So they make camp and they, like I said, sharing everything. They kind of tell what's going on and each one of them, you know, trying to figure out what it is that they all do.
Like, what is their
what
role?
Are we doing here?
You know, like what is their role in this whole group of like, whatever they're doing out here in the wilderness, because they're not hunting Sasquatches. They're kind of like trying to find gorillas. Is what they're
they think,
to do.
Yeah, they think they're going to meet some to find something special, like some kind of new breed.
Yeah,
and they said that the forest usually doesn't have gorillas or apes or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they think it's going to be something else. They think they there's a, like a like a lore going on. So they said, ah, that's nonsense kind of a thing. But when they wake up in the morning, sure as hell, they find a bizarre grave site.
How weird is this? Like, okay, I get it. It clearly looks like graves. But, like, the bones are on top of the grave. Did you notice that?
The graves are above ground. You know, it's like when they pile the dirt on. But it's like mounds of dirt. And then they say, what is it, Indian? And they go, no, it's fresh. But the bones are all dried.
All dry.
Full bone, like skeletons. So yeah. I was like, it isn't that fresh, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was weird. And I was like, but, and then there's like bones and like skulls on top of the grave. So I'm like, what's buried in there?
giant bones. And by the way, the professor who studies the bones said, we think he says balls every time he says bones.
You're going to have to insert that clip here because I think he is saying balls.
You know, what we have here are exactly the same kind of bones we have back in the museum.
Only way bigger. The other samples must have been juveniles.
So what does this all mean?
Well,
he's like, these are the kind of, I've never seen balls like this before.
It sounds like he is. He says it more than once, too.
Yes, more than once.
Fantastic. This is utterly amazing.
So give it up for the plain folk, Doc. What are we looking at here?
These bones are all from the same species. And the deeper we dig, the more we find.
Maybe it's just...
He has an accent or something because multiple times, at one point he says cabin, and we thought he said Kevin. We're like, who the hell's Kevin?
I think he is trying to cover up an accent. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
But there's...
Well, I don't think he's trying to cover it up because they kind of mentioned that he has been around the world. So and it's not particularly American. Although one of the characters says, because they mention how he keeps things in the museum, and they say, these bones were from 1800, whatever. And then he goes, they keep things that old? And he says, yeah, it's like it's in a museum.
Yeah, like a museum does. That was the dumbest line in the movie.
When that character said that, I was laughing because in my head I was going to go, yeah, it's called a museum.
Museum.
Like, what are you? And then the guy said it, and I was like, thank you.
Oh, my God. But you know what's funny is that they brought that guy along, that stupid ranger guy, and he's like dumber than dirt. So it's like, what the hell is
the new guy?
He's
not the one.
Isn't he the ranger that was a pervert that was saying that?
Yeah, that's that guy. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's like the regular
idiot.
Ranger.
Like there was nothing that he's bringing to the table except perversion and just being dumb.
Yeah. Pretty much. And apparently he's really good with a gun.
Is he though?
Yeah. And there's another thing too where the brother and sister, they keep mentioning that Spencer, the brother of the sister brother duo, is one of the best park rangers ever. And how he's so talented and he's just like the new guy, that the old guy that they brought back. He's just as good as you when you were young. And when they find all these bones, they also find a bear skin in a tree. So someone bought a bear costume and bloodied it and threw it up in a tree. And they look at it and they go, who did this? What did this?
It looked like a rug.
Yeah, it's like it literally a bear costume you get for Halloween.
Like they cut it in half, and like, and then like tossed it up there or used it for a rug or something because it looked really bad.
It has no eyes because it's a Halloween costume, so they put blood around the eye sockets like its eyes were removed.
Yeah,
and it was close enough to have a fake tongue hanging out of its mouth.
Yeah, I mean they tried a little bit.
I wish it would have put X's, like...
oh, my God.
What was it? 100 beavers? I wish they just had X's on its
eyes. Oh, my God, I love that movie.
They find that, and then they realize that Spencer, who had been... He's holding down the perimeter while they go and check the bones out, and that they're looking at... That he was doing the perimeter watch. He hasn't been back for a while. So they kind of go, well, Spencer's been doing the perimeter for hours and he hasn't come back. And they're like, oh crap. So everybody goes off to find Spencer by yelling out his name, but they don't find Spencer.
They don't find him, but don't they all get split up?
No, because they come back. The sister wants to go search for them, but they have to get back in their tents and they're like, we're going to have to look in the morning again because it's getting dark. We're going to get lost out here. And if there is whatever killed that bear and decided to throw it up like a towel on top of a tree, it might still be out there. So the primologist, whatever the hell it is, the primatologist, whatever the hell you call her, she's like kind of caring for the sister, trying to calm her down. But they keep hearing weird noises out in the forest.
If I saw that fucking bear thing in a tree.
And giant skulls and graves.
Yeah. I'm like, peace out, man. I'm getting out of here. Yeah. I don't give a shit what y'all do. I'm out. I'm not going to stay here and be freaking dinner for whatever big shit's going on out here. No way. Especially that old guy. There's a couple of old guys involved here. There's an older park ranger. And then there's the professor. And they're old as dirt. And I'm like, what? I ain't staying out here. Like, I mean, I would, the second I saw those bones, I'd be like, peace out. I'm out. I'm going back to the Jeep. See you later.
Well, in the morning, they wake up and they realize all of the graves have now been redug and all of the bones are missing. And the grave sites have been filled back in. Mm-hmm. So something was able to go in there ninja style and completely remove the bones and clean the site.
Mm-hmm. And I said to you, I'm like, doesn't appear as though there's only one of these things out there, because that was just like a speedy dig job.
Yes.
For sure.
I mean, yeah, I would say so. That sends it all off where they're really freaking out and they want to move on. But of course, they're trying to look for Spencer and move. And the sister doesn't want to go until the point where they start feeling like they have to hike. We have to start going now because something's really wrong out here. And we have to like find more help and bring them back.
No, so it's the middle of the night and they're all wandering about separately.
No, they're all going together. All get
separated.
But they start slowly getting separated, especially the sister who is being told, you have to go. We'll have to come back with more people to look for Spencer. And she's, of course, pretending like she's going to follow them. But she waits and then goes off. And she sees somebody standing against a tree. And she walks toward it. And she realizes it's Spencer. But when she pulls him over, his body's, like, ripped in half. His face, anyways.
Yeah, I'll tell you. If I was one of those girls, I would be, like, clung on to that hunky guy's back.
Oh, I was just going to offer to do your back.
Already did that.
Into your front?
You know, I got a better idea. Why don't you go tell Helen the shower's ready?
Okay.
I would not be walking around by myself or even with, like, another girl or anything else. They didn't even have guns, the girls. Like, only the guys had the guns. So I'm like, who's going to make it out here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they start. I know that the one doctor, she gets a trank gun.
I'm like, that ain't gonna do it.
Yeah,
you gotta give me a machine gun.
Because when the sister sees Spencer, she gets killed. The Sasquatch, which we see, is a CG face, but I think they have a guy in a Sasquatch, like a Sasquatch costume. Pretending to be in the film, so he constantly jumps out. He's like a walking rug, but then they always show a CG face, and it's a lot. It's the if you see the poster in this movie, that's what it is over and over and over. That CG face
showing
of the Sasquatch.
That same exact face, like the same shot of it. But then when it's like running away or walking away, you could tell it's just a guy in a suit.
Yeah,
it's
sometimes
weird.
It is full CG.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
when
sometimes
he's throwing bodies
very
against the tree, it's CG for sure.
Or when they fall, which is really funny.
Or when they fall, yep.
So the girl screams, then they run off to find her. So now the guys have run to the sound of the screaming. That leaves everybody else to be together. And then they get separated one by one.
Yep.
So the professor is completely separated and he's alone. And to the point where he backs in and falls into a hole and is knocked out. the photographer and the other doctor, they are separated. And then the pervert guy goes in a completely different area, sees a Sasquatch run at him, and does a tuck and roll shoot, which we could not stop laughing because we don't know if it was an accident.
I think that was an accident. Like, I think they put that sound effect and that, like, you know, spark in there by accident.
I don't know. I don't know how they would have put it in by accident. Because I feel
like if he tucked and rolled and shot, he would have shot himself.
It looked like he definitely, it was almost like it shot out of his ass when he rolled.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
I feel like that was a film flub. I don't think whatever that was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
But well, it was pretty funny. We laughed about it.
Yeah. And everybody's like we said, going off and running in different locations. And they pretty much all get separated. The camera girl gets completely separated as well. She's on her own. The doctor runs into the other guy, which is the new park ranger they brought in, who has the tragic backstory that he accidentally left some people in the woods and they died and he blames himself, although it was their problem. Mm-hmm. And, he quit and he's never wanted to come back, and now he's stuck here being the hero.
That's also a cliche. There's always someone that's had a tragic backstory that's got to, you know, rework their lives and become the hero again. Learn a lesson.
The pervert guy accidentally falls and finds the sister's dead body and lands on it, and then they find him, and then they get the other park ranger guy. And they all kind of run off to a new location as they're being chased by the monster, and they keep seeing it. They go and they see a cabin. The one guy, they actually find the professor in the hole, too.
Yeah, they fish him out. They find this, like...
After he gets, like... The hole was dug by the Sasquatch as a trap.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And, you know, the Sasquatch does come after him, but then...
It's swiping at him for a while. It's
swiping at him, and then I guess they start shooting at it, and he runs away. So they get the professor out of the hole, but then they find this cabin. Can we talk about this cabin?
Yeah.
This thing is literally a, like, a bunch of, like, sheets strung together. What is happening here? This is not a cabin. This looks like somebody, like, took a bunch of cardboard, painted it gray, and just leaned it up against a tree. Because if you notice, there, when they showed the cabin for the first time, there was like a door and two windows. Then they showed the cabin again, and there's no fucking windows. Yeah. But when they're inside the cabin, there's windows. So I'm like, this is not shot on location.
It is odd. It's strange. Even when they find it, the guy yells out, "Kevin." At least that's what we heard. And it's a cabin. It looks just like a paper mache wall.
It does. Up. It's like literally cardboard.
The pervert, the head park ranger, the senior park ranger, the badass hero character, and the professor all walk toward the house. And the senior park ranger steps on a bear trap. And there's bear traps all over the floor.
Which is impressive, by the way, because
mm-hmm. None of the other guys do.
It made me think that the Sasquatch put them there.
It's not. I'll talk about that because that's odd too. But they hold off in there, but they hear a gunshot. They go, "Oh, it's the other doctor." So, and the photographer are missing. So the guy runs out to go save them, and finds the girl, the one doctor, and then they hear the photographer because she's taking photos constantly in the woods.
And but when they stumble upon her,
they finally she takes a picture, the last picture, and there's the Sasquatch running to the camera, and she screams. So they run to the scream, and they find the camera, and they find her dead, dying body.
Right. So we didn't even get to see her get killed.
No, but we don't really see anybody
get killed except for the guy that got slammed against a tree. That was funny.
Yes. Which the whole movie should be that.
Yeah. And they're in this cabin for a little bit, and they get back to the cabin after finding the camera and whatever. Now we're down to five people. It's only five at this point. There were eight. We got the girl that's
the female doctor.
Diane Fossey.
Yeah, the professor, the pervert.
Yep.
The two park rangers. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it. We're down to five. We had eight, so now we're down to five.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, and that's, they kind of all started get, By the way, I think that the new Park Ranger and the girl, when they were looking for the camera girl, I wrote this down because I thought this was funny, but he says, listen, do you hear that? And she says, I don't hear anything. And he says, exactly. I guess that means a Sasquatch is coming. Unfortunately, the movie forgot to not put bug sound effects during the scene, so the loudest bug noises are happening.
Oh, and I was
what do you mean you hear nothing?
It was freaking...
It's a locust. Like, it's like it's the most bug noises you can ever imagine, a high pitch.
Oh, man.
I don't think a creature is coming. I think you guys didn't even hear your own plot line when you did the sound effects.
No.
You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly.
No, they weren't thinking at all during this.
Yeah, when they get back to the cabin, the one guy says, it's hunting us. And the one guy says, animals don't hunt people.
Editor's note, also listen to the rip-off Aliens music that's playing.
All right. We need to start figuring out what in the hell is going on around here and what we can do. Now, what the fuck is that thing?
I don't know.
Well, you gotta have some idea. Come on, what kind of animal would hunt a human?
You think it's hunting us?
Well, what do you think? Come on, any ideas?
Well, if it is Gigantopithecus or a relative, that would explain some things. This thing's hunting skills are downright scary.
And we're like, yeah. Interesting, because I'm pretty sure wolves and...
Yeah, they do.
All kinds of, like, tigers and lions would hunt people if they could.
Yeah, if you're, like, out there in, like, the Serengeti.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
There's a lion out there.
Yeah, hippo's going to come after you.
Yeah, they like to tuck down in that tall grass and get your ass. And then, you know,
gators. I guess they say technically they don't hunt people, but...
But if you're in their area...
If they have to, they will.
If you're in their personal space, they're going to fuck you up.
I've seen the ghost in the darkness, I know.
Yeah, we did see it.
And now a list of actual documented animals who have hunted and killed humans. Champawat tiger, Nepal, India. Leopard of Pinar, Northern India. Gustav crocodile, Burundi. Leopard of the Central Provinces of India. Savo's man-eating lions, Kenya. Leopard of Rudraprayag, India. Beast of Javadan, France. Tigers of Chogar, India. Leopard of Gumalapur, India. Kirov wolf attacks, Russia, and wolves of Turku, Finland. Beast of Sarlat, likely a rabid wolf, France. Wolves of Ashta, India. Tigress of Jalagiri, Jalagiri. Wolves of Hazaribagh, India. Wolf of Gizing, Sweden. Sloth bear of Mysore, India. Port St. John sharks, South Africa. Tiger of Mundichapalam, South India. Sankabetsu brown bear, Japan. Emphawe man-eating lion, Zambia, crocodile of Bang Mood, Thailand. Wolf of Soissons, France. Jersey Shore sharks, North New Jersey. Leopard of the Yellowgiri Hills, India.
Come on, what kind of animal would hunt a human?
So, they have to battle it out around this this little cabin, and the pervert is ripped out of the window and thrown back in at them as a dead body.
That was funny, because I actually wanted him to go first. They saved him for way too long, because I was just like, hopefully he doesn't come up with more stupid lines, but he didn't. It was like just related to that one girl with the big boobs.
That's it. That was his whole plot.
Yeah.
Bullshit! If these guys didn't want to come looking for some fucking bones, we never would have come out here.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
He sucked.
Yeah, he's like, the moment I get home, I'm going back to Cincinnati. I'm getting out of these forests.
Oh, yeah, you ain't going nowhere, Holmes. And I'm going to tell you, I did not really care about any of these people that are left. I didn't care about any of the people, period.
No, it's one of these movies that assumes that we're going to care about people just because they're people.
No.
Yeah, like, you know, because if you don't, like, completely suck us into a movie, then we're not really watching... We're just watching. We know it's actors. You have to make us believe these are real people,
right?
And make us care about them, and then we will. You know, you can't just expect us. We're watching a movie, and I'm completely believing these are people, and I care about them. No, it doesn't work. Like, it doesn't just come out of the blue.
Especially in the tone of the movie, you know, like the after school special vibe, and just like how we don't learn anything that's supposed to make us care about them. They're just a bunch of bodies. It's like, you know, watching. You know, like any slasher, pretty much.
So Yeah. I have a question about the cabin now. And the thing about what made the cabin. Because if we're to believe that the Sasquatch, this tribe of Sasquatch, lived in this area, who built the cabin?
Right. Who placed the freaking bear traps out there?
We find out that the cabin was owned by this guy, and he was the one that had the legend go out. The lore of the Sasquatch or whatever this creature was that made these doctors come out here in the first place. They got wind of it and they came out here. And I guess the hunters in the beginning might have also sent word around that they had seen something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're coming to study. Because they, when they get to the cabin, the two doctors recognize there's a old photo and there's a dead skeleton. There's, you know, there's a, I know I said dead, I was going to say dead body, dead but then corpse. I said dead skeleton. Yeah. Sorry. But there's a skeleton on the floor and there's some kind of photographs that say this person is the name. They recognize him. And I guess they say he was some kind of doctor as well. Someone searching.
I don't know,
in the woods, and he's the one
he hunted animals because he was like famous for putting out hides,
selling pelts. Hides. His name is Pelt or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and so if we are only to assume that this person died while trying to survive the Yeti, the Sasquatches around the area, the Sasquatch. And he's the one that set the traps out, but he's been dead for a very long time. So my question is, are those bear traps all completely rusted? And does this guy, how is he alive?
Yeah, he probably had like gangrene.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, I can say like, if this person that did these pelts or whatever was famous at one point, didn't anyone go looking for him?
Yeah, did anybody go looking for him? And you wonder how he even went out there and built a house, because this is an area the Sasquatch are in.
Well, no, he just went to Walmart and asked them if they had any empty boxes.
He made a box for it.
Yeah, so I did it.
And I guess the Sasquatch were like, what is he doing? And they watched for a while.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? He's just going to die on his own. We're just going to leave him here. We won't bother with him.
That would explain the bear pelt that they had. Maybe they found it from him.
Yeah,
they
probably took it out of his house. They're like, oh, this is a nice decoration.
Yeah. Just put it in a tree. So here's the deal. They have to now battle their way out of the forest into their car on the road. One guy's got the hurt foot, although it goes away whenever they feel like it.
He was running just fine.
Yeah, they all have guns. Now, this is amazing because the guy getting thrown against a tree, we were worried that it wasn't going to be anything else like that in this movie. And then it came back.
It brought me back to life.
It brought us back to life. Because the movie, we're going through the plot very quickly because is an hour and 26 minutes and nothing happens.
No, nothing happens.
It's a lot of like setup, a lot of like
walking and walking.
Talking and walking and sharing information and some Yeti moments.
We don't care about what.
I keep saying Yeti, Sasquatch. I think there's a difference. Like a Yeti's yes, like the snow.
Yeti
version.
Is a snow, yes. Yeah. Haven't you ever seen Scooby-Doo?
I know you're going to say that. I knew it. So, okay. So, what happens is the head doctor gets a Sasquatch just jumps in front of her. And we think, usually these guys have been just swatting the humans and killing them, like, with one punch.
Yeah, for sure.
But she just gets thrown on one shoulder, and he goes running. And
he carries her away, like, you know, Kong.
Yes. And the guy goes after her and shoots it. Now, he falls. The Sasquatch, we see the Sasquatch completely flop down, but another Sasquatch jumps in and picks her up, and she turns into a CG character.
Oh my god.
And he chucks her at the guy.
This is the best thing.
And he catches her.
Oh my god, it was just so good. It was just so, it was so bad. It was phenomenal. She looked like one of those, like, you know those like rubber guys when you were a kid?
Yes.
You know, like rubber toys? Like, that's what she looked like. Ugh. And she went flopping over, and he threw her across the forest.
Yes.
At the other park ranger guy.
She hasn't been hurt once. When she lands on the guy, she's like uninjured.
I'm just okay. Completely okay.
He catches her.
He caught her.
We actually went wee! Went flying.
Because she was literally going like 100 miles an hour.
Oh my
and
god.
And she was not even dazed. She's fine.
This sassy, he chucked her like a lawn dart. just it was chopped so her.
Funny.
Yeah, I was like, and she actually shrunk when he picked her up and threw her.
It seemed like he picked her up with one hand.
Yes.
I was like, oh boy, this is something. But my favorite after that was like, they totally pulled a Jurassic Park. Like, totally. They got back to the road where their Jeep was.
Yeah.
And they piled in. And they did, like, you know, the objects are closer in the mirror.
But they didn't do that, which we were really mad about because they knew they were about to.
Yeah, we knew they were about to.
And we didn't point out, there's like 50 Sasquatch running after them now.
Yeah. Like, oh, hello. Like, you remember at the end of Harry and the Hendersons where he goes off
there's
and
there's a
like,
whole bunch in the woods?
Yeah, and they're standing there and they blend in with the trees and stuff. It's so cute. And then you get the little one, the teeny tiny little Sasquatch. So cute. But this one, like, they're just running at them out of nowhere. Like, they just came out of nowhere. The whole movie, we're dealing with just one. And I said to you, I'm like, there's no way there's just one. Like, who's digging all these graves and doing all this? And so they just started coming after them. And I was like, wow. I mean, they're all injured. They're all fucked up beyond belief.
Kind of. One of them is really bad.
Yeah,
one of them is really bad. The professor's the one driving.
That bitch just got chucked like a freaking boomerang.
Yeah, she
got chucked
and she's fine.
She's fine. I mean, they're all like, you know, bloody and stuff. And they get to the Jeep and they drive off.
Yeah, it ends on like a one note joke, which we didn't even understand. I think that he called, because in the beginning of the movie, the professor says that you remind me of my dog. You remind me of my teacher when third grade. And you remind me of myself when I was a kid. He keeps saying these. She's like, I remind you of all of that?
Yeah, that's like the most off-putting thing to like have to hear. If you're a woman, you remind me of my dog.
Yeah, all these things. I didn't understand that either. And then I think that at the end he says, all right, Debbie, let's go. And her name is not even Debbie. And she goes, Debbie? And he's like, never mind. And they drive off. And I'm guessing Debbie was the teacher that he had in third grade?
Are you guys okay?
Yeah. Really owe you on that.
Oh, don't start that crap again. Look, we're even, old buddy.
I owe you one, though.
Well, that we can talk about. You okay to drive, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Let's go home, Debbie.
Debbie?
Never mind.
I mean, maybe he would have called her like Mrs. Smith or something.
Something.
Not Debbie. That's really weird. And I felt like the movie wanted us, like, we're supposed to know what that meant. I think even the actress was bewildered by it because you could tell, like, she actually did some acting there. And I don't even think it was acting.
I'm confused by it, too. I mean,
get it.
I think even if we did, it was something that was mentioned in the beginning as a setup joke. We could hardly hear it because all I could think about is squirrel noises. So the movie just ends. And there's no ending. There's no resolution. We don't even know why they're chasing them. They suggest that they're chasing them because one of them might have taken the bones. But they say they don't have the bones.
No.
And so they're like, well, we messed with their gravesite. Maybe they're mad about that. Who knows? But all I kept thinking is they're on a road and they're driving out of town. And I was like, wait, the road? So some people drive through this area normally?
Yeah.
And have never been attacked by a Sasquatch before?
No one's camping in those woods?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there would have been some sort of people missing or something in the headlines.
They never found Peter's pelts? Right? I mean, like,
they never went looking.
No one ever went looking.
He's supposed to be a famous dude and, like, no one even went looking for him.
Now, I don't know if this is true, but what I read in the trivia on IMDb, I don't know. Sometimes you got to take that with a grain of salt because sometimes these things are contributed by people scamming it and just kidding around.
Yeah.
But someone wrote, shockingly, this movie had trivia. And one of the trivias was that there was so little budget that they all just met at Fuddruckers and read the script together. And I was laughing. I'm like,
oh my God.
I want this to be true. And also, man, Fuddruckers was good.
We're old. They don't have those no more.
It's all gone now, right?
Yeah.
Because we remember when they came back with one and where we
I
live.
Think the
and
last one was in Orlando. And that's gone.
Huh, I don't remember being in Orlando.
I think it was in Orlando. Yeah, man. So what's your rating on this piece of crap?
Well, I guess I should ask you, of the three we've done so far, what's the worst?
Oh, God, this was...
Is this the worst?
I think so.
Would you watch this or Doll Graveyard?
Well, at least Doll Graveyard had, like, one or two things where you're like, oh, okay, that's something.
So I went back, and the last episode, I said to you that you were wrong, and you gave... you gave Evil Bong a 4. Or no, you gave it a 3.
I gave it a 3.
You actually, I think, I went back and listened to it. You gave it a 2, I believe.
I gave it a 2?
Yeah. And I was wrong. I kept saying, no, you gave it a 3.
I think.
I gave it a 4. But I think I gave it a 3 and you gave it a 2. And then you gave Doll Graveyard a 1 and I gave it a 2.
Oh, Lord. Okay, I have to fix this situation.
Yeah. Evil Bong was a 4 to me.
Okay.
And Doll Graveyard is, if it's not a 2, it's a 3, because this one is probably a 2.
Let's see what I did. All right, so Evil Bong, I gave it a 3. I gave Evil Bong a 3. That's what I wrote here on my IMDb. And then for Doll Graveyard, I think I hated it.
You gave it a 1.
Yeah, I think I gave it a 1.
So this one, are you giving it a 2 or a 1?
Oh, God.
Because I would watch Doll Graveyard over this movie.
You know what? I really am going to have to change my thoughts on that. I will give Doll Graveyard will get a 2.
Yeah, right?
This will get a 1. This movie was bad. It was bad all around.
I'm giving it a 2. I'm not offended by it. It's fine. It is what it is. I'm not
offended by it. It's just... You know,
I couldn't watch nothing. It again. There's nothing to it.
There's nothing to it. It's like it didn't know what it was trying to be. Was it trying to be a horror movie? Was it trying to be an after school special? I don't know what's happening.
The odd thing, I'm going to give it a 2 because I find both this and Doll Graveyard having different problems.
Yeah.
I feel like in Doll Graveyard, the actors were worse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the actors were that bad in this movie. They just weren't given anything to do.
Yeah, they didn't have anything. Like, there was nothing there. And I feel bad for them, kind of, you know? Like, walking around out there in the woods and getting bit by mosquitoes all this time for what?
Yeah.
For a really bad CG Sasquatch?
And I will say that it's like around that 2 to 3 star movie because of the funny 2 moments of people being chucked.
That's when it gets a 1-4. I mean, there is just no...
We don't give it zeros.
No.
So.
See, I'm at a 3-2-1 right now. So 3 for Evil Bong.
So.
2 for the other one.
Does that mean, so on our list, we made a list of the worst movies we've watched on the podcast. And my question to you is, the last movie went in the top 5. So it actually, Doll Graveyard landed at number 2. Do you want to replace this with Doll Graveyard? Like, do you want to replace Doll Graveyard with this movie as number 2?
I think we should.
Wow. Okay.
This movie was real. It was bad. It was just, you know, it just didn't have nothing going on. Like, there was really nothing. They didn't even try, like, with any gore. Like, if you're not going to have any quality acting, you're not going to have any, you know, not crappy CGI, then at least give some gore. Try. You know, just try. There was nothing.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
That's that.
Star Wars. I don't think Star Wars Holiday Special will be kicked off the list. I have this feeling, but these movies are pretty close.
I mean, it's pretty close. Yeah.
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 This Star Wars Holiday Special is unbearable to watch.
It's literally unbearable.
It's so bad.
It hurt my whole body and soul.
That you kind of go into a catatonic state while watching it. Well, you want to laugh at it, but you can't.
I think at one point my eyeballs just froze over. Because I don't think I could blink anymore.
That's my problem. That's why I'm like, Doll Graveyard, it's short. Doesn't bother me that much. It was short. And this movie, it was boring. But it's like, whatever. I don't know.
This one had, I will say, it did have slightly more likable characters, I guess, than Doll Graveyard. Because I hated those people.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
It's a hard one, but I think this is the right order right now.
Yeah, it's the right
and
order.
And I'm shocked that the movies that we have kicked off the list by putting these two on here already. Two, three. This month, we keep putting movies on the top 10.
I know.
So now Evil Bong is kicked off the list.
All right.
Twice.
Okay.
So it's at 12 now.
All right. That's where it should be then.
All right.
All right. That brings us to our segment of Why We Can't Have Nice Things, where I read off two extremes of online reviews, a one-star review and a 1 10-star review, as proof that people can't review movies and they ruin it for everybody. So I'm going to start with a 1-star review today.
Which is funny because you just gave it. Did you give it a 2 or 1?
No, I gave it a 1.
Okay. So, wow. Okay. So you're pretty much the 1-star review, but let me hear it.
This movie didn't have anything. All right. So 1 out of 10, just about as bad as it gets. Budget, decent actors. Who knew these things were important? Don't waste your time on this piece of junk. The effects are crap. The acting is crap. The only thing that could have made this even tolerable was a little cheap TNA, and that gets squandered in the first 20 minutes. The only even remotely redeeming quality about this movie is the very awkward profanity. It was like they found the only 7 people on the planet who have never cursed before. Hats off.
We forgot to mention that. Yeah, that's that right. Is something that happens in the movie.
It didn't seem right. If you want to see some dude in a bad suit, just go back and look at some old prom photos. The only way for a Bigfoot flick to be any good is for it to have a big budget and some actors who didn't come from Frog Balls Community Theater. Frog Balls Community Theater.
That's funny.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. It's true. The swearing seemed very forced in this. Like, these people were, like, you could tell, like, they maybe came from some community church or some, they were teachers or something. The swearing just was off-putting. It didn't seem like it should be coming out of these people's mouths.
Well, Christ, Charles, we're missing some of our team, and Gordon just shot at something. That's worth panicking about.
Over there!
What happened?
Drop your gear. We're getting the hell out of here.
What are you talking about?
I was attacked. That's what I'm talking about.
A bear?
No, I wasn't a bear. I don't know what the fuck it was, but it was no bear.
Do you see Spencer?
Calm down, Roger. You're not making any sense.
I'm making perfect fucking sense. There's a goddamn monster out there.
What the hell happened out there?
I don't know. I came over and found him on the ground.
I didn't see anything.
Damn it, listen to me. There's something out there and it almost killed me.
This is getting weird.
What attacked you?
This is what it was. It was a ton of fucking evil. That's what it was.
That you know? Mentioned that during the movie, and I wasn't even realizing it.
It didn't like grab, like, it just wasn't natural flowing. It seemed like it was very forced. Like, they didn't want to say it, and when they did say it, it was like they were upset that they said it. You know, it just didn't flow naturally. Like, you know, we'll be like, oh fuck, and it seemed normal, but when they said it in the movie, no, it just felt weird.
It's funny. We also didn't mention in the production company. What was the name of the production company? We couldn't stop laughing about that, too. Like, well, that was the only movie you guys made.
And it was something funny.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Like Squanchy.
It was something with a P, I think, like Pippintin or something.
So off on it. So off. So what's the 10 star? You actually found a 10?
There's only one.
Oh, wow.
So this is tell me
who wrote it, too. I'd like to know that.
Kevin Ritz wrote this.
I'm looking to see if he's in the cast.
10 out of 10 best bad movie ever. Rented the movie as a joke. My friends and I had so much fun laughing at it that I went and found a used copy and bought it for myself. Now when all my friends are looking for a funny movie, I give them Sasquatch Hunters. It needs to be said, though, there is a rule that made the movie that much better. No talking is allowed while the movie is on, unless the words are Sasquatch, repeated in a chant. I loved the credit at the end of the movie as well. Thanks for the Jeep, Tom. Whoever Tom is, I say thank you, because without your Jeep, the movie may not have been made.
That's funny.
In short, a great movie if you were looking for something to laugh at. If you want a good movie, maybe look for something else. But if you don't mind a laugh at the expense of a man in a monkey suit, grab yourself a copy. Okay, well, then you just gave us a 10 out of 10. You're saying that this is not a good movie. So what's the matter with you? I just can't stand this shit. Like, it's like they're just trying to boost up the IMDb score, you know? And that's silly.
Yeah. It's like, you're always going to get the people who ironically like the movie, and they will say 10. Because we constantly discuss this on the show, where are we giving So Bad It's Good a fair review? I always try to say a 4 is the area, because it's elevated, mm-hmm. but it's still bad.
Right.
And, you know, I'm trying to always do that, but I understand some people just want to go all the way to 10. It's so bad, it's good, that mm-hmm. I really enjoy this piece of crap. But 10 stars, it's like, come on.
It's a little bit come much on. Now. Come on. You know, there's no way this is a 10.
Yeah.
This movie was dreadful. Flickerscope. Flickerscope Productions is the name of the company that put out this movie.
Flickerscope. Flickerscope.
Not, what did I say? Pippin Scotch?
Pippin Scotch, and I said squanchy.
Ridiculous. Anyway, so, all right, Ken, we watched this one.
We got one more to go, Joe. Could it? I think it's finally going to get a little better.
All right, well, there's no way to hit rock bottom because we just hit it. Because
yeah.
I went 3-2-1.
The next one actually seems to have an actual quality to it and actually has an actual production company in the beginning.
Oh, boy.
So,
what's
yeah.
the next one called?
Crawl Space.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It's an 80s flick.
Good. That's my jam. All right, I'm excited about Crawl Space.
Let's fingers crossed. It couldn't get any worse. I saved this one for last on purpose.
Oh, good. All right. Okay, so maybe it'll be boosted. You know, maybe I'll have a 3-2-1-7. Maybe I'll give it
seven?
A 7.
Oh, no. I don't think so. 5 is the highest you're going to probably have.
I mean, I hope for Ken's sake it's a 7, or he's getting the boot. Just kidding. We love this.
Oh, gosh. All right. So any parting thoughts on this movie?
No, you don't ever have to see this at all. Especially you don't watch it on YouTube, because your eyeballs will go crossed.
And yeah. I don't know. I mean, it only probably would look good on your phone.
Yeah, but even then, like, I can't see shit. So I'll have to put the phone up to my face, you know?
That's true.
It wouldn't work. It just doesn't work. Find a DVD at the flea market or something.
And hopefully when I put my my video up online as of the Sasquatch throwing people, it doesn't get taken down by the lasso group that seems to take down every damn video I post.
What the hell, man?
I know. They keep getting me copyright things. So
really?
I put up a video for every movie we've done, and all of them have been removed. So
that's not right.
Yeah.
Come on.
So hopefully the Sasquatch sneaks by them, because I don't know if Flickerscope can actually fight the lasso group.
Pippin Scotch.
All right. So until next time, anybody listening, give us some suggestions.
Yeah.
For, you know, if I will always love to hear suggestions. Give us a theme for a month. Give us a suggestion of what the worst movies are.
We want the worst movie you've ever seen. Just tell us what the worst movie is that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I need to know.
And as always, you know, hit us up on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. We would love to hear your opinions. We would love to hear your views on this. We would love to know why you love this. If you work for Flickerscope, hey, I'll be in your next movie. I'm putting myself out. I don't say for free. I need some Fuddruckers. I need some Fuddruckers.
Yeah, there you go. Some Fuddruckers, and yeah.
I'll be in the Sasquatch
that's
suit
all,
without
that's
a
all
problem.
I need. Oh hell yeah.
Yeah!
I'll be the first victim.
Joe could be the person that you throw like a lawn dart.
I'll take it. Yeah. Yep.
Until next time, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
I don't know good with guns.
Huh?
You'd be asleep now.
I wish I was.
I know what you mean.